Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, JP. Thank you. You know where we are. We'd love to hear from you if you get any more information. JP Morrell, New Orleans Council Member at Large. Matt Jewell joins us now, St. Charles Parish President. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Are you guys having any lift station problems at all, as are Orleans and Jefferson Parish? I know Plaquemines was having an issue yesterday. I don't know if they still are or not.
Yeah, I think anytime you get this amount of rain, you have what's called INI. That's infiltration of rainwater into the sewer system, and that's going to cause your lift stations to become overwhelmed. We do have backup generators at a lot of our lift stations now, post-Ida, at least the major lift stations, and that definitely helps us as we respond. But crews have to go to individual lift stations and kind of leapfrog, help get them down. And so that's why we always tell our residents to limit sewer usage post-storm or even during a storm, especially when we lose power.
Yeah, I've been saying, I don't know if you heard me say it or not, but I do think these lift stations in this time is just a perfect example of what being an elected official is all about, because so many things happen behind the scenes and you're dealing with a lot of you know what, and it can turn into a blank show before you know it, right? I mean, literally.
Yeah.
So explain for people that don't understand what a lift station is, because I know you're a policy guy and you know these things, and what happens during a storm and why it always seems during a heavy rainfall when the system gets inundated and why it can be such a problem.
Yeah, most people's sewer goes into what we call a gravity line. It goes into comes from your home, gets into kind of a main gravity line, and it gravity flows to a lift station. That lift station lifts it back up and pushes it kind of down the line, and it keeps going to each lift station until it gets to, say, the treatment plant where it gets processed and taken care of. But you also have what's called force mains. A lot of times your lift stations will get your sewer to a force main. That force main pushes it in a pipe, much like your water is pushed in a pipe, you know, under force and forces it to a lift station or to a treatment plant. Unfortunately, older parts of the parish have old terracotta pipes and other things like that. Some people might route their gutter downspouts into their sewer cleanouts, which is legal. And that forces rainwater into the sewer system. Once that gravity line and that lift station become overwhelmed, that's when you start seeing problems flushing your toilet or, water or sewer even backing up into your home.
So basically the water that should drain normally from the street or be pumped out is entering into the sewage removal system. Accurate, a sewage removal system?
That's completely accurate, and it can be anything from pipes that have openings and joints that allow water to get in, or manholes that aren't sealed properly that allow water to get in. I mean, think about the situation that we had. We had 9+ inches of rain across the parish, so you had a lot of street flooding that allows water to get, sitting on the ground, getting and seeping into manholes and other areas like that. And once the sewer system becomes overwhelmed, it takes a long time to recover.
Yeah, and I don't want to get gross or anything, but just so people understand what's in play here, if that does get overwhelmed, this raw sewage backs up into the toilet, in the bathroom, maybe into the bathtub, et cetera, and then, I guess what, things have to be cleaned out and flushed out and all that?
Yeah, there's certainly a process. Our employees get a certification from the state to be able to handle sewage, and so they follow protocols on what to do with that. But that's why we usually tell people not to go play in the ditch or play in the street after a big storm, because while there is a lot of rainwater in there, there is also sewer in there as well, which is unsanitary. So
let me ask you about St. Charles Parish itself and businesses opening, and given the lift station situation and water usage, do you want businesses to reopen in St. Charles Parish now?
We always want businesses to reopen. Again, we're going to get a handle over the sewer system. It may take a little time for that those levels to get down. But the areas of the parish that have power, there's absolutely no reason for our businesses to stay closed. I'll tell you that I felt like the power situation was a lot better during the storm. We were definitely expecting to pretty much have outages across the parish, and really we only saw some sporadic outages, and that's shown us that the improvements made by Entergy have worked.
What do you want people in St. Charles Parish to know for today?
The most important thing, we've had probably close to 280 homes that are 280 properties reported to us that have taken on water. We are doing damage assessment right now, so parish employees are coming around to make sure that this drainage or the flooding, what level of flooding occurred. If you have an issue, they need to call 985-783-5050. That's our EOC.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Matt, as always. I know you're a policy guy, and you made that pretty clear for us. Matt Jewell, St. Charles Parish. Quick break. We come back. We'll talk to U.S. Congressman Troy Carter. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.